The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
And Gardaí are investigating the murders of Jojo Dullard and Deirdre Jacob. They are to carry out a new search operation on open ground in County Wicklow. Well, Conor Lally, security and crime editor with the Irish Times, has this breaking news story and he joins me on the line now. Can you bring me up to speed on the latest in this investigation, Conor? When is this search due to begin?
Yeah, hi, Ciara. So essentially this search site, as you say, it's in County Wicklow. It's very close to the county boundary with Kildare. The Gardaí basically took over the land there last week. They, you know, prepared for the search, which has actually got underway formally today. And we expect the search to, you know, certainly carry on for at least a week or so. It's a fairly major operation. There's been a no-fly zone for drones obviously put in place as part of the, you know, as part of the Garda's preparation towards having this particular search. Now, there was also a search, people will recall, about 4 months ago, very close to this particular site. And at that stage, nothing of evidential value was found. The Gardaí were back then acting on information that perhaps human remains or some other form of evidence had been buried in a vehicle at an old quarry in the area. But after they searched there for several weeks, as I say, you know, there was no evidence of that found there. But the Gardaí did say at the time that they were going to review what evidence they had. They were going to review the work that they'd carried out. And obviously they're back in the region now and they're carrying out a search again. And as I say, we do expect that operation to carry on for quite some time.
And are Gardaí saying whether or not they have any new information that has led them to this new search?
Well, at this stage, it's probably a bit early to know that as of yet. I mean, obviously, news of the search has only broken, but we did understand from the last time that a search was carried out in that area that information would be used again. You know, and Garda headquarters did say at the time that they were going to carry out further operations based on that information. So at this stage, we suspect that it's the information they were acting on earlier in the year that they're also acting on now. But as I say, we just haven't yet confirmed that because the story has only just emerged.
Okay, so another day, I suppose, of hope for the families of Jojo Dullard and Deirdre Jacobs.
Absolutely. I mean, these families have really gone through an ordeal, I suppose, really for 30 years now. And there's been lots of search sites. There's been some arrests in some of these cases. And unfortunately, really, apart from the fact that there was a file sent to the DPP on the Deirdre Jacob case, and the DPP directed that no charges be pressed at that time. You know, these families have really been left without any answers. I mean, their daughters vanished, as I say, back in the 90s. They haven't had any word. They haven't ever found any human remains or anything like that. Jojo Dullard vanished back in 95 as she was hitchhiking back to her home in Callan in County Kilkenny, and she vanished in Moon in County Kildare. And Deirdre Jacob was walking home from Newbridge Village to her house just outside the village when she vanished in July 98. So these two young women, they just really vanished, and their families have been left with, you know, no answers ever since. And as you say, every now and again there are these searches that take place. Gardaí have, you know, new information that they act on. There's also lots of reports in the media, so they have to go through the ordeal every single time, but they haven't had any breakthrough in the cases as of yet.
Well, we will continue to cover this story on News Talk right throughout the day. Conor Lally, security and crime editor with the Irish Times, thank you for that, and we do hope there is a breakthrough for those families who have waited for so long to find out what happened to their daughters.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.